WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Welcome to Hot Leads and Cold Cases with Nancy Dutetra.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows.
Call Nancy Dutetra now.
248-545-SOUL.
And welcome in, everyone. Hot Leads, Cold Cases here at The Sky and the Para-X Network with your host, Nancy Duterte. Now, each week here on the show, we bring you a new and fascinating guest, and this week, of course, is no exception. Now, if you want to reach out to us tonight, there are a few ways you can do it. You can give us a call, 248-545-7685. Again, that's 248-545-SOUL. Got a couple of online options as well. Call it instant feedback here at The Sky. It's right there at the homepage, newskyradio.com. You can type out your question or comment for us tonight. We'll address it live on air just as if it were a phone call. And, of course, everyone on the Para-X side of things, you've got the chat room there, a convenient way to send through a question or a comment. I know Nancy keeps an eye on that throughout the show. Make sure you find Nancy away from the show over at theskepticalpsychic.com. So we'll find out what's in store tonight. Send things over to your host, Nancy Duterte.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Brandon. Let me ask you a question. Now, you're in Detroit.
Correct.
You seen anything unusual in the sky, say, over the last week?
No, but I haven't really been looking.
Okay. Well, I do look. I look all the time, and I've noticed something that I think is just kind of interesting, sort of peculiar, not sure what it is. It kind of looks, it's in the sort of southerly direction,
and it
kind of looks like this enormous, brilliant, either a planet or a star or something, but it's very peculiar. It's not like anything I've seen before.
I'll have to keep an eye out.
Yeah, keep an eye out. And if anybody else has seen that, I'm interested to know what you're seeing and when you're seeing it. I looked it up online. People, you know, there were some statements that, oh, yeah, it's just it's the star of Sirius, which is one of the stars on the belt of Orion's belt. But I looked at Orion's belt. That's not it. Anyway, listen. My guest tonight, not coincidentally, is the founder of an organization called Starborn Support. My guest tonight claims to have been, and I use this word very carefully, but abducted by aliens. Maybe the better word is contacted. Not sure. I'm going to talk to her about that. Along with her twin sister, and apparently this happened her entire life. Her name is Audrey Starborn Hewins. And Audrey is, as I said, the founder of a new support group, is located in New England for alien abductees, contactees, and experiencers. And, you know, normally these people have nowhere else to turn to talk about and to share these kinds of very, very unusual, sometimes traumatic experiences, confusing to say the least. And if you think about it, it's really about time we had support groups to support these people who are reporting these kinds of very unusual sightings and experiences with extraterrestrial beings. You know, typically mainstream psychotherapists just aren't equipped to deal with these kinds of things. They might confuse them with hallucinations. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. That's something we all have to learn about. At any rate, Starborn Support offers a variety of services, including support groups, hypnotherapy, PTSD and trauma services, physical and psychic healing, family outreach programs, and a whole lot more. They have a 24-hour hotline, and I believe they've grown to about 12 chapters, even though they're relatively new. Audrey claims she was told by an extraterrestrial being in 2006 to create the Starborn Support Organization. She has appeared on many TV and radio shows, including ABC 2020 Primetime and a pilot episode of Alien Encounters, produced for the Biography Channel, which I actually got a chance to take a look at, and it's really, it's outstanding. It's very interesting. Anyway, welcome to the show, Audrey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Totally my pleasure. I'm going to ask you, obviously, what everybody has to start asking you, which is, you know, your earliest experiences. I know this really, it got highlighted in this episode of Alien Encounters, where I guess this started happening when you were about 5 years old, and it was also happening to your twin sister.
Yes, we're identical twins. Our earliest memories are, you know, of being visited by different beings. So, you know, I'd say five would be when our earliest memories are there. I do have one conscious recall memory where we were in a crib when it happened. So, you know, I believe that they've been with us all of our lives.
Wow. It's funny because on this this program, you apparently said that you had no idea because these visitations were so common. You thought everybody had little bald men show up in their bedroom at night.
Yeah, I thought it was just natural routine thing. And, you know, we started to be able to verbalize the contact and talk about it. And that's when it became very confusing because we were told that such things don't exist. It's just our imaginations, you know. It's just a dream. So it became very confusing being that young and knowing, you know, and having my sister experience it with me too. And we're just looking at each other like, wow, this doesn't happen to everybody. So I think, you know, that's a common thing with the work I do. I work with hundreds, thousands of experiencers from all over the U.S. and even internationally. So over the years, I started the group in 2006. I've had many, many reports coming in, and, you know, it's so common for people to say that they just stopped talking about it because nobody believed them, or it was just so devastating, the response that they got, and it really does more harm than good when you're, you know, doubting and really skeptical. And, you know, it happens to everyone. You know, it's not just a certain religion, a certain sex, a certain race or color. It's everywhere. And it's really affects more people than most people even have any idea. You know, probably more than I know. And I think the last survey that was taken, they estimated 46,000 per million people could have contact. And there's 7 billion people here. So that's quite a bit.
Is it typical that people's earliest experiences, or at least memories of experiences of encounters with these kinds of alien beings, that it happens in childhood, very young?
Yes, and we find that it goes through generations and families in most cases. So chances are, if someone is experiencing this kind of phenomenon, that previous members, you know, previous generations and members of their own immediate family can be going through it too.
Yeah, yes, I understand that. Well, let me ask you another thing. The types of beings, well, first of all, how frequent were these visits? Is there any way to know?
Well, it seemed like they were always there at a young age. Like I said, it was just kind of our routine at night. And it wasn't until, like I said, we started to say, you know, the bald men came, and then, you know, we were told that they didn't exist. So then the fear comes in, and the fear is a very real part of this. And the beginnings of the fear came not from them, but from, you know, thinking that they weren't really there, and really just a confusion type of fear. You know, I've done a lot of research and been through a lot of different encounters, and the majority of the encounters are really enlightening and spiritual. But then you've got the ones that we're doing a lot of research on that could possibly be like a virtual reality simulation, or it's called MyLab military abductions. Now, through our research, we do compare geographical areas where the experiencer lives, and the majority of cases when the contact is really heavy and often cases where it starts. They're near military installations. And we're also doing more studies on the areas where the experiencer lives in. So we find that there's a lot of geothermal activities in different areas. So it gets really interesting when you start to compare. Now, being a child, we grew up and our experiences started in a town called Athens, Ohio. And Athens, Ohio isn't far from the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which, if you're familiar with that, is
sure.
Allegedly where they brought the Roswell debris and bodies. So
yeah.
It's really interesting that that it occurred there. Now, the frightening experiences we had really started later in life. Let's see, about 8 or 9 years old, we started to have conscious recollection of a military-type vehicle coming up the road, and every month we would get this shot. And as a kid, we were just terrified. And then my sister got to ask, you know, what's going on? Why are you doing this to us? And I think the response she got was, oh, we have to give you this shot to keep you dreaming. So, you know, it becomes very, very confusing when you're getting this mix of energies and this mix of experiences where, you know, some of them you're just excited for, and then you've got this trauma part coming in, and it's just really a negative experience. And, you know, through all my research, I'm starting to, the more negative experiences are intentionally done to experiencers to make them fear the ETs or whoever they are, wherever they're from. So, you know, the government and those in power do not want us to believe that, you know, these beings are good. For whatever reasons, they want us to fear. And that's my general understanding after working with so many people. And, you know, we have a pretty thorough intake that we give to all of our abductees that call in. And in most cases,
Audrey,
when I talk, go ahead.
Hang on before you go into that, because we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Everybody stay with us. You're listening to Hot Leads, Cold Cases. My guest tonight is Audrey Starborn-Hewins.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Down hard and drown me in love. I miss the sound of your voice.
With Nancy Duterte. Call Nancy Duterte now.
248-545-7685.
And we're back with Hot Leads, Cold Cases here with the Sky and the Para X Network. Joined tonight, very happy to have our guest with us, Audrey Starborn Hewins. And talking about aliens. So if you want to give us a call with a question or a comment, we'd love to have you. 248-545-7685. Again, that phone number, 248-545-SOUL. Instant feedback right at the homepage of newskyradio.com. And, of course, we love the feedback that comes in through the ParaX chat room as well. So we look forward to hearing from you. And with that, we'll get things back over to Nancy and Audrey.
Okay, thanks a lot, Brandon. Actually, over the break, we were talking about what an incredibly complex issue this is, because normally people, you know, I guess it's just the way people like to think, you know, things are good, they're evil, they're angels, they're demons, they're religious, they're science fiction. You know, people like to break things down into these nice, neat little categories. I don't think that's what happened with you. Now, yeah. I got a quick question for you out of the Parex chat room. They want to know, Stealing Cat wants to know, was she abducted by so-called grays or by other or additional species of aliens?
In the beginning, when we were children, it seemed to be mostly the grays. There was two different types. There seemed to be always a taller gray that would be my guide or the doctor or the, you know, the definitely the boss. He always stands at the foot of my bed and or where, you know, wherever we are. And he's the one that does the intense staring that so many report. Now, as he's doing that, there's usually four or five smaller beings that are seemingly responding to his direction. As I got older and things started to progress, different beings came into the scene. There was a beautiful humanoid race, which, you know, were the ones that came to me in 2006 and told me to start the group. I was also rescued in a near-death experience by one of these beings as well. There's also been, I had one encounter that I remember very clearly with the mantis race. They are a collective race that function as a hive mind. So it's like each one is connected to the other, and communicating with them is just such an amazing experience, because they're all seemingly acting as one, and you're getting the communication from all of them. And, you know, I've been put in different scenarios, seeming tests, it seemed like. and have been surrounded by many, many different types of beings, one or two of each race. And I estimate from what I've seen, probably, you know, a dozen to a dozen and a half different species that I've seen personally.
And they're all somehow drawn to you, I guess. There's something going on with you. And you never felt that this was any type of a MyLab situation. It wasn't they weren't inducing hallucinations or experiences for you to have. You feel this is something very different.
Oh, I believe that there was both. And the MyLab ones, they're so different. They are very, very negative experiences. It doesn't feel like there's any kind of telepathy going on or any kind of attempted communication. It's more of a hands-on, you feel terrible through the whole thing. It's hard to explain, but it's like they're sucking your energy right out of you. There's a lot more negative feelings and trauma. And I'm not saying that the military is acting alone. They may very well be, you know, acting with either, you know, species that are the same but just have different agenda. Like, you know, there's good people, bad people type of thing. I don't know. I haven't got down to that. But the military has definitely always kept an eye on me, especially since I started this group. Kathy Martin and Denise Stoner actually published in their latest book, The Alien Abduction Files, a picture of one of the black helicopters that tend to harass me. And, you know, there's been various things.
That was your picture. That was the only picture I showed my daughter. And when she saw that, she went kind of crazy.
Really? The helicopter? Yeah, I took that picture. That was out in my front yard after an encounter. And they hovered tree level. I mean, I was doing my dishes and kind of looked out the window and waved at them, you know, like they were that low. And they stayed all day to a point where I figured they were getting bored, and I took them for a ride and went to my sister's, and I'll let them fly around a little bit. But they definitely pay attention to what I'm doing. There's been a lot of bad things that have happened with, oh, I don't even know what to call them. I mean, it's not necessarily the military. We call them the MIB, you know, the Men in Black, or, you know, it just kind of sums them up, the dark ones that that don't want me doing what I'm doing.
And what you are doing, the way that you perceive this, is that you're doing what? You're gathering an awareness of this.
Yeah, you know, when in 2006, I was visited by a beautiful being. I mean, she was glowing and human-like, wearing a beautiful blue robe. I do have some artwork of her that I drew on my Facebook page, Audrey Starborn. And she came to me, and what she said was, I was ready to start helping others like me, start a group and call it Starborn Support. They named it. And that we would help many people. Someday the world would know who we are, and we would eventually, everybody involved would end up being ambassadors of sort for this planet. Of course, you know, I was like, well, you know, whatever at that point. And at the same time, what am I going to say? No, you know? And people always ask me, you know, how can you do what you do? Well, you know, I was asked to do it by, you know, beings not of this world, and it doesn't sound like a bad thing. I feel like it's my destiny. And if people, you know, like Noah or Gandhi and Mother Teresa and Jesus even were, you know, asked to do something and said no, what would have happened then? You know, it's people that make a difference in this world. In many cases have been asked to do it. So, you know, I'm no different, and I feel like it is something I have to do. And I started it the very next day, and it started out as a phone number and a website. And now we've got 11, 12 different chapters on the East Coast. We've got Latin America and Colombia. We are aiming to have somebody in every state in the U.S. right now to be able to assist one-to-one. We help anyone in need, but the face-to-face and being able to reach out it's more personal, and that's what I have somebody that, you know, anyone anywhere can go to and feel like they are accepted and believed. And it's just all about helping the experiencers not be alone and giving them some kind of an understanding or at least an acceptance. So many cases, people go through this alone. I mean, I've always had my twin sister, so I couldn't imagine if I was doing this alone. It would just be a very lonely and scary place.
We have, I'm sorry, I'm having a coughing fit. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I think I haven't had one before. Quick question for you from the chat room. Canadian Sherry wants to know, can aliens shapeshift bodily and or their saucers?
I believe they can. I think anything is possible with them. I mean, they can physically remove me through a solid object with no problem. There's been testing done on particles where they can get the particles to vibrate at a certain frequency and move them through solid objects. So I think that the cloaking devices and things like that have something to do with not only vibrational, but, you know, telepathic, because there's been several cases where I'm actually somewhere that I don't realize I'm even out of my home. For instance, I had an encounter where they came for me, and I, in my head and where I thought I was, I thought I actually made it to my door, and I was running down the hall and almost made it to where my sister was sleeping. And then there was just something that made me say, wait a minute, this isn't really happening. So I'm really running in slow motion and kind of an anti-gravity situation. And once you realize that it's not what you think it is, then the illusion fades. So I don't know if they can only control you telepathically and only keep you in that illusion until you realize that it's an illusion. There was another case, which I think they touched on the Alien Encounters episode. They didn't get the whole thing. But I was brought into what seemed to be a waiting room in a doctor's office, and this man opened the door and called me in, and I went in, and I sat up on the exam table, and it all seemed like he was human, and this was a doctor's office, until I noticed he had these tools hanging on this belt. And when I noticed the tools were a really strange metal, and I looked at him, and I said, you know, I know you, don't I? And he kind of tapped me on the back. And when I looked again, I said, you're not human, are you? And once I said that, the whole illusion changed. And he turned in to the gray that I was referring to before, the doctor or the scientist that's always been there. And the whole room changed. So I realized that we weren't in a regular building. It was a StarCraft. So I think they can manipulate what you think is real and definitely disguise their ships without a doubt. They can.
I've seen a ship the size of a football field suddenly disappear. I'm sure it was cloaked. That show, Alien Encounters, there's this. I think a scene in there where you talk about how you suddenly, I guess you had been floated somehow through your bedroom wall, floated up to a craft, and then you're on it, some type of a table, and you watch them remove your entire eyeball. Now, I want to ask you about that.
Yes.
We got to take a quick break first. Keep everybody hanging on that one.
Okay.
Stay with us already. Come on back. Hot Leads Cold Cases. My guest tonight, Audrey Starborn-Hewins.
Get into the game of life and win. Coach Me Radio, the sky's newest network, is seeking coaches that can help our listeners get into the game of life. If you are a professional coach that can inspire and empower our listeners to win in life, Coach Me Radio Network wants to hear from you. Call Laura at 309-888-4589. We'd like to hear from experts who can help our audience live their life to their fullest. Streamline personal finances, cook tasty meals, organize more simply, live green lifestyles, create beautiful gardens, develop a small business, business, care for health, personal fitness solutions, be a better parent, offer legal advice, inspire music or art appreciation, find treasured antiques, counsel personal relationships, love relationships, or offer peace to our audience's body, mind, or soul. Coach Me Radio Network would like to hear your proposal for developing a radio show starring you. Call Laura at 309-888-4589. Coach Me Radio is also seeking guest experts to interview on our current shows. Call Laura, 309-888-4589 today.
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was fucked on least, but it's all twisted wrong and beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now I'm fuzzy stare from not being there, a confusing morning week. You would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me. Making sure I'm not in too deep. Keep me versed and on my feet. I saw you on the bench sliding. Cross the street, L-A-T-E-R, that way. My sticky paws really make the stars, and I think that's the way we dream.
CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries.
Back to Hot Leads and Cold Cases with Nancy Duterte.
You're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no, you're in and you're out, you're up and you're down.
Call Nancy Duterte.
248-545-SOUL.
Hey, we're back. Hot Leads, Cold Cases here at the Sky and the Para X Network. Now, make sure you find our host, Nancy, away from the show. Definitely want to check out theskepticalpsychic.com. Again, the phone number 248-545-7685, 248-545-SOUL. Got open phone lines for a question or a comment. You can also head over to newskyradio.com, find the instant feedback, type out your question or comment for us tonight. You can also do that through the Para X Radio chat room. So reach out to us. We'd love to answer a question or two from you, and we'll get things right back over to Nancy and our guest tonight, Audrey.
All right. So before the break, I kept you all hanging because I was telling you about a story that something happened to Audrey where she was lifted up, sort of floated through the air, went up into the alien craft, was on the exam table. There was this, I guess, some type of a gray alien, and they – removed your eyeball? I mean, what they showed in this movie just blew my mind. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, you know, Hollywood's going to focus on the fear, and they leave out the enlightening, even to a point where, you know, I explain later on different things. Like, there was one point right before they showed my eye getting removed that I got to ask a question, and I asked them what they were doing, and the response I got was we were altering your DNA for enlightenment purposes. Now, they left out the for enlightenment purposes part, and of course go directly to my eye being removed. Now, I did wake up and see my eye getting removed, and I wasn't supposed to wake up then. I guess it would be like coming out of anesthesia.
That's my question, Audrey. Which eye were you looking out of?
I was looking out of my left eye and looking at the right one. Now, there was a long object being inserted kind of up above my nasal cavities where the pineal gland would be. Now, I woke the next day and my eye was sore and it was watering, and I had this scar that looked like it's always been there. There's several marks around and in my eye. But after that, I mean, it was traumatic at the time. And of course, I wasn't supposed to wake up then, kind of like when you're having surgery. And if you wake up during anesthetic, they put you right out, but you still have like a vague memory. Well, what they didn't tell you in the show was, you know, immediately after that, I started to really increase my telepathic ability and start to see things differently, and just had a lot of remote viewing. It took a while to get used to, but for a while it was almost like an alternate reality, looking at things, and the way I viewed things was completely different. And I think, you know, a lot of experiencers report this, and you know, it makes you feel crazy at first, because you're just like, wow, and your senses are all heightened, and you're getting this just blast of everything coming in all directions. I mean, I swear I could hear everybody's thoughts when I was in a crowd, and I just had to back off for a while until I got control of this new sense perception. So it's now become normal, and I've learned how to kind of filter things out. But the I don't know what they were doing, but obviously they were doing something in there that increased my awareness psychically. So maybe the third eye activation. Everybody's got a pineal gland, and that is the third eye. And, you know, it's been calcified and sealed over by chemicals such as fluoride and things in the air. And, you know, that's purposely done because, you know, if all humans knew what they could really do, then they couldn't be controlled anymore. So it's, I know it sounds like this huge conspiracy theory, but really, we all have the capabilities, and as experiencers, I think we've got a little extra of that. So it was kind of like a little kick that I needed to start my abilities. And, unfortunately I woke up and saw it. But
when you say your abilities, and you talk a little bit about remote viewing, which is, you know, clairvoyance or having a sense of ESP or telepathy, I mean, are you actively using that all the time? Has that made you a different person?
The other people in your group,
are they also doing that all together?
Yeah, actually, we've started to collectively gather information and visions, especially in the last year. I mean, there has been a kick since the last year where people are just receiving messages in various ways. I myself get them in visions, or I feel something, or I get that, it's an audible voice. It's telepathy telling me things, and they don't tell me everything. And that's the most frustrating thing. And I was actually on a craft in a classroom setting, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this teacher teaching a bunch of us. It seemed like all humans sitting in this room. There were people speaking different languages, so it's seemingly people gathered from different areas of the planet. But I actually got to remember one question that I asked him, And so I looked at the teacher and I asked him, what is the purpose of teaching us all this and us learning everything if only to be forgotten? And what they said was everything that we need to know and everything we're learning is laid dormant inside us and will activate when the time comes. And
do you ever resent feeling like you might be a little bit like on somebody's remote control?
Of course. I'm always angry. You know, I spent years just being pissed off that I'm going through all this and it's the biggest thing to ever happen in human history and nobody would believe me, or it's just, you know, something I didn't even want to believe. The conditioning that this is not real really affects everyone, including people that are going through it. So it becomes chaos for a long time. And, you know, if I didn't meet an individual, Matt Moniz, he's now our scientist, but in the late 90s, I was really having a lot of contact and I was really confused and scared. And my sister and I finally said, we need to find someone who knows what's going on. And at that point, I didn't even put two and two together, aliens, anything. I mean, people say, oh, we watched too many movies, did this. No, I grew up in the middle of nowhere. I was outside all the time. We had no TV. You know, I was not influenced by outside source. And that almost made it more difficult because I couldn't identify, hey, maybe this is alien abduction. I got lucky and was talking to someone who happened to connect the dots and say, you know, you've got to contact this group, MUFON, which is the Mutual UFO Network. And we did that after trying to contact John Mack, which was, I believe he died shortly after, so we never had a response. But there was this one time back in the 80s, it was 10 years before we actually met him, where Debbie and I were introduced to this man on a spacecraft by the gray aliens. They opened the door where my sister and I were. They brought him in. We met him. We remembered him. 10 years later, we're going into a club where my brother's band was playing, and we went in to see him. So we walk in, and there's a lot of synchronicity and strangeness that surrounds this phenomenon, especially when you get on the right path. There's always something there that's going to blow your mind, and you're like, wow, you just can't make this up. We're on the right path. Let's go. Yeah. But we walk into this club, and I get this really strong feeling that somebody's watching me. And I turn, and I look behind in the right corner, and there's this man standing there at the sound system doing sound for my brother's band. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said, oh, my. And this is the man that we met 10 years before on a spacecraft. So I walked right up to him, and it was like it was staged. I sat down right on his lap, and I said, you remember me, right? And he said, yes. And we started talking about the abduction and meeting each other on the craft. And at the same time, my brother's band is playing an original song that I never knew he even wrote. I'd never heard his band before. We're not real close. So he says, I'm going to play an original tune now called My UFO's Up on Blocks. So we had this theme music, and we're talking about meeting each other, and it was just amazing. And it turns out that this guy worked very closely with Bud Hopkins. He's a scientist, and now he's our scientist on our team. You know, so it just came full circle, but he was there when we needed him, and we got lucky. But back in those days, up until 2006 when I started, there was nothing for experiencers, and that's why so many of them just stayed in their shell. You know, it's a very scary thing, and you don't want to venture out there. Even some of the groups that are so-called UFO investigators are really just, you know, black ops themselves that are going to intimidate you even more or make you look even crazier and keep you from speaking out. So
yeah. When Audrey, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but we got to take another break.
Again.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about hybrids among us. So you are listening to Hot Leads Cold Cases. My guest tonight is Audrey Starborn Hewins.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries.
Back to Hot Leads and Cold Cases with Nancy Duterte. Call Nancy Duterte now.
248-545-SOUL.
And we're back, Hot Leads, Cold Cases, here at the Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries, and the Para-X Network. Now, one more time, make sure you find our host, Nancy, away from the show. Head over to theskepticalpsychic.com. Now, of course, we want to thank our special guest tonight for joining us. We want to thank Audrey Starborn-Hewins. And any last-second question or comments, 248-545-7685, instant feedback at the homepage of newskyradio.com. And, of course, we'd love to take a question or comment via the Para-X chat room as well. Now, with that said, we'll get things back over to Nancy and Audrey.
Well, if they want questions, they better hurry up because I got plenty of my own. So the thing that I wanted to talk about before we broke or left for the break was this issue of hybrids among us. And I think it all gets very confusing. You know, we were talking about you being having some type of alien, I don't know what you want to call it, an operation or something where they're removing your eye, they're doing something, they're changing your doing some of your pineal gland, they're fiddling around with you, and suddenly you're way more psychic than you ever were in the past. They're probably doing that, as you said, with millions of people. Who yes. knows? Maybe the voices that you know, you're hearing, who knows? Maybe that's being directly, maybe that's a transmission, in which case, how do we know who's being controlled and what? And, I mean, maybe you're a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think about that?
I really think that that's the case. I think that for many generations they've been working on bloodlines, because in most cases that we've investigated and worked with, it goes through family lines. Now, we've done genetic research and traces back, trying to find commonalities, and there's a lot of them. Basically, I believe that they are, you know, supplanting in the human race, beings like myself and others that will activate when the time comes, like they told me, and be able to either help transition humanity into the coming new age, which has to occur, because right now we are at critical mass. We are an industrial wasteland, and that is not how we're supposed to be. Mother Earth is threatened, and she is part of an ecosystem as well, one which there's many, many life forms out there that are part of. We're not going to be allowed to destroy this planet no matter what. They will step in, and when the planet is threatened, like now, there's going to be a lot of changes. Basically, you have to relearn everything you thought you knew. Open your minds, be open to the fact that, you know, that you've been lied to for centuries. I mean, it is just not the case, everything that you've been taught. And by putting people like myself and many, many others right into the population is a better way than just coming in and invading. So, you know, as enough of us wake up and we start to talk, and the numbers alone are going to speak for themselves that, no, it is not swamp gas, it is not a Chinese lantern, it is not a weather balloon. It is an actual phenomenon that is trying to tell you something. And everyone on this planet right now can make a difference if they just open their mind and wake up. You know, there's a global awakening happening right now. I believe in the next 3 months it's going to be some critical change. There's many messages coming through, not only to myself, but I've been collectively gathering information for years, as well as several others I work with, Kathy Martin, Denise Stoner.
Yeah, they've both been on the show.
Yes, we've been putting this together for quite a while now, and to see everything start to happen, it's undeniable, and it's all documented and timestamped. So in the last several months, my visions alone have started to come true within weeks, when before I'd be shown something and maybe in several years I'd see something that could be it. But now it is being shown to me and it is happening. So, you know, people need to stop being scared, stop being controlled and intimidated, and start to think for themselves and not let, you know, the powers that rule this place dictate who you are as an individual and as a spiritual being. It's time to wake up.
You know, in talking about that, because you're really talking about people expanding themselves, mm-hmm. And being more accepting of these kind of, I mean, really crazy stuff. This is crazy stuff. It's huge.
It is.
It's getting people through the emotional piece of this. And I was so interested. You said in, I forget where it was, but you said that when dealing with the aliens, you get like two different feelings. You have what you call your heebie-jeebie feeling of dread and panic. And then you also have this simultaneous sense of being magnetically either attracted or attractive to them. So there's some connection, I've heard many contactees talk about a love experience with them.
Yes. The thing that I teach people, and that is the most important thing, is to get over that fear. To, like I said, you got to fake it till you make it. Myself, I have to say, I'm not scared, I'm not scared, I'm not scared, and keep telling myself that. But that itself de-escalates the fear. It is a very hard thing to do. I have not mastered it yet, and I've been going through this my entire life. But once you release that fear and negativity, then the actual experience becomes more enlightening and spiritual. Being completely telepathic they don't only hear your thoughts, they feel your feelings. So your fear and your pain directly affects them. So they cannot communicate with you until you get over that wall of panic and fear, which is what the dark ones would like you to keep up, because then you'll never know. If you stay scared, your eyes never going to open. Once you realize that, okay, let's try this. Just try it once. I'm not going to be scared. Like I said, lie to yourself. And then each time it becomes easier and you absorb more, and then you can begin to grow yourself.
And I thought that actually, it was one of the most interesting things you said, which is that they actually are sensitive and react poorly to our fear. So it's this process of we've got to sort of grow together in order to have a better communication. And
they're a collective consciousness which operates as one. And now in order for us to become one with them, we have to separate the fear and separate the control and become our true selves and get rid of all of that brainwashing and mind control that you've been told is real, because everything you thought you knew.
On that note, unfortunately, we are out of time, Audrey. We have less than 30 seconds, but if people want to get a hold of you, find out more about Starborn Support, how would they do that?
They can Google Starborn Support. Our hotline number is 774-766-2558, and I am also Audrey Starborn on Facebook.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I hope you come back. We got more to talk about.
Definitely. We'll talk for days.
All right. Thanks. Good night, everybody.
Night.